You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Good day, Treasure Coast. Welcome to the Hour of Bereavement on WCNO 89.9 FM. I am your host, Brother Ferd. Good day, Treasure Toast. Welcome to the Hour of Bereavement, sponsored by Sugar and Spice Soul Food Restaurant, 2515 Okeechobee Road in Fort Pierce, Florida, 772-742-8897. That's Sugar and Spice Soul Food Restaurant. This program is dedicated to Miss Arsola Clark Johnson that passed away on May 6th. Service will be held Saturday, May 15th at 1:30 p.m. at St. Mark Missionary Baptist Church in Fort Pierce, Florida. I would like to start the program off with Miss Shirley Caesar. She will be performing October 16th at the Sunrise Theater in Fort Pierce, Florida. So here is Miss Shirley Caesar with Jesus on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Yeah.
There's something about the name Jesus. Didn't say Muhammad, didn't say Buddha, say Jesus. To all of the bereaved family under the sound of my voice, there's nothing like saying Jesus. It's nothing being able to call on your Heavenly Father in the midst of a storm, in the midst of your bereavement. Jesus will always be there for you. He's your beginning and your end. He's the Alpha and Omega. I would like to dedicate another song to the bereaved family, to the Johnson family of Miss Arsola Claude Johnson, the Rance Allen Group, Something About the Name Jesus on 89.9 FM.
We're living in a day and time where being politically correct is popular. Let me turn that around again. We're living in a day and time where everybody's saying the name God, but nobody wants to say the name Jesus. We don't want to offend the Muslims. We don't want to offend the Jews. We don't want to offend the Arabs. And so therefore we crucify him of flesh. But I want you to know that there will come a time when every Muslim, when every Buddhist, when every Jew will have to get down on their knees and have to confess that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. So I want every blood-washed believer to not wait until then. And if you've ever gone through something, you know right here,
tell them
that there's something about the name.
Something, y'all.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name.
Something about the name Jesus.
It's the sweetest name.
Yeah. It is the sweetest name.
Sweetest name I know.
I know.
And I love that name.
Oh, how I love the name Jesus. Oh, how I love the name Jesus.
It's the sweetest name. Yeah.
It is the sweetest name.
Just take a minute and explain to him what you're really trying to say. What you really trying to say?
Some people say I'm crazy, but
I can't explain.
I can't explain.
The power
that I feel
when you call his name.
When I call your name.
That fire.
Said it's just like fire.
Where's it?
Shut up!
Holy Ghost.
When the Holy Ghost gets a movement, said he won't leave me alone.
And it's all because of everybody. Something.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name.
Something about the name Jesus.
It's the sweetest name, yeah.
It is the sweetest name.
Sweetest name I know. Wave at me if you love that name.
Oh, how I love the name Jesus.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, how I love the name Jesus.
It's the sweetest name, yeah.
It is the sweetest.
How sweet is
name.
I want you to tell Detroit for a minute. How sweet
is it?
Sweeter than honey.
Said it's sweeter than honey. Yeah. Oh, from the honeycomb.
Yes, sir.
When the Holy Ghost gets to moving,
just won't leave you alone.
Said he won't leave me alone. Oh, no.
Now tell every Muslim, every Jew, at the name of
at
Jesus.
At the name of Jesus.
What's going to happen someday?
Every knee has got to bow.
Well, tell them don't wait.
You don't have to wait till the fire comes.
What can they do?
You can clap your hands
right
and praise
right
it now. Oh yeah.
Detroit, let me hear
you. Yeah.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about that
something
name.
Something about the name Jesus.
is the sweetest name, yeah.
It is the sweetest name.
Sweetest name I know.
Everybody lift your hands and worship with us.
And come on. Sweetest name, yeah.
It's the sweetest.
Take it to the rest. Ready, rest. I know.
I know.
I know.
I know.
Everybody, let me hear you. Let me hear you.
I know.
If you've ever gone through something, say.
Karen Davis passed away May 6th. Service will be held Saturday, May 15th at 1 o'clock p.m. at Stone Brothers Funeral Home in Fort Pierce, Florida. Mr. James Williams Jr. passed away May 6th. Service will be held Saturday, May 15 at 11 o'clock a.m. at Stone Brothers Funeral Home in Fort Pierce, Florida. Miss Veronica Johnson, 79, passed away May 6th. Service will be held Saturday, May 15 at 11 o'clock a.m. at the Apostles Church of Wabasso in Wabasso, Florida. Miss Daisy Mae Clark passed away April 29th. Service will be held Saturday, May 15 at 1 o'clock p.m. at Liberty Truth and Deliverance Tabernacle of God in Fort Pierce, Florida. To all of the bereaved family, knowing that your loved one is safe in his arms, that give you a little comfort, knowing that everything is all right. Special dedication goes out to the Johnson family, the bereaved family of Miss Asola Clark Johnson. Vicky Winans, safe in his arms, on WCNO 89.9 FM and Brother Ferg.
Helps me to do what honestly. That's why I'm saving his arms. Cause the Lord is my shepherd. I am absolutely everything I need. Let's me rest in a meadow's grass, yeah. And then he leads me beside the quiet stream and he restored my family, yeah. And he helps me to do what honors him the most. That's why I'm saying you're not feeling safe. That's why I'm saying
Miss 50 Winans, Safe in His Arms. To all the bereaved family, knowing that your loved one is safe in his arms, that gives you a little comfort. But you still have to ask God to wrap his arms around you to deal with the situation that you are going through, your time of bereavement, to give you strength to overcome this bereaved situation. Here is William McDowell, Wrap Me in Your Arms on 89.9 FM.
So many times we struggle and we labor to try to find that sense of peace, that sense of security. But we already heard his word. He's already invited us. Some of you, you've been longing to experience the presence of God. You've been longing to have an encounter with God. But if you would, just in this moment, lift your hands one more time. I want you to know that our Father is here. He knows everything. There's nothing that happens in your world that catches him by surprise. He sees every tear. He sees every night up worrying, pacing the floor, crying out to him for his presence. Some of you just want him, just show me that you're real. I need you. But I want you to know that your Father is here to embrace you in this moment, to take away every fear and every concern. All you have to do is ask him.
Wrap me in your arms. Wrap me in your arms. Wrap me in your arms.
Just talk to your Father.
Wrap me in your arms.
Right there, all you have to do is receive.
Wrap me in your arms, oh.
Lord, we say to you one more time.
Wrap me in your arms, oh.
You've been longing to go into his presence. Come on, say,
take me to that place, Lord.
To that place, Lord. To that secret place where I can be with you. You can make me like you. Wrap me in your arms. Wrap me in your arms. Wrap me in your arms.
Hear the cry of our hearts. Hear the cry of our hearts. Take me to that place, Lord.
To that place, Lord. To that secret place, Lord.
Yes, God. You can make me like you.
You can make me like you. Wrap me in your arms. Wrap me in your arms. Wrap me in your arms.
Now come on, just lift up your hands in a moment of worship. Worship the Father for what he's doing.
To the bereaved family of Miss Asola Clark Johnson. The Bible speaks about life after death. In the book of John, the 11th chapter and the 25th verse, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. To the bereaved family, this battle is not yours, because your loved one was a believer. Your loved one shall everlasting live in the presence of God. Here is Miss Yolanda Adams. The battle is the Lord.
Jesus can't feel.
To the bereaved family, this battle is not yours, it's the Lord. God, He is a provider. And remember, absent from the body is present with the Lord. Special dedication goes out to the family of Miss Asola Clark Johnson, by Miss Tamala Mann. God will provide.
God provides, so why do I worry about my life? When you come to my rescue 1,000 times, every other voice it is a lie. God provides, God provides in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, He multiplies. Just when I feel He won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew. Now you finally see what God can do for you. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Watch God provide. God provides. It's hard to say when there's no food to eat, or what you see feels all that life will be. And will this be another year of misery for me? But my faith can't survive on just things I see, and my feelings can't control my destiny. See, God, what you believe for me. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Ooh, watch God provide. Yeah.
That was Miss Tamala Mann, God Provide. God is not only a provider, He's your Jehovah Jireh, He's your Jehovah Nisi, He's your Jehovah Rapha. But you also have to look to the hills where your help comes from, knowing that Whenever you need him, he's right there. Here is Mr. Donnie McClurkin, My Help, on WCNO 89.9 FM.
And in church, we've learned how to, you know, articulate our feelings through our music. And there's a song that just says, a sister wrote a song that says, I will lift up mine eyes to the hills, from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, the Lord which made heaven and earth. He said, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. The Lord that keepeth thee, he will not slumber nor sleep.
Right.
Mr. J. Tucker III, passed away May 7th. Service will be held Saturday, May 15th at 11 o'clock a.m. at Grace Emmanuel Church, 707 Kitterman Road in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Gail Susan Ivy, 73, passed away May 5th in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Celebration of Life will be held on Sunday, May 23rd from 3 o'clock p.m. until 6 o'clock p.m. at Cobb's Landing. Isla Geraldine Kane, passed away May 11th. Service will be held May 21st at 5:30 p.m. at Acock Funeral Home. Miss Asola Clark Johnson, passed away May 6th. Service will be held Saturday, May 15th at 1:30 p.m. at St. Mark Missionary Baptist Church in Fort Pierce, Florida. To the bereaved family of Miss Asola Clark Johnson, knowing that one day you will see your loved one again, walking around heaven, putting on that robe and telling that story, how they made it over. Special dedication from myself, Brother Ferd, and WCNO 89.9 FM, Zicardi Cortez, I Shall Wear a Crown.
I shall wear a
I
to the bereaved family and anyone under the sound of my voice. No one know the time or the place. That's why we have to fall in love with Jesus. Not fall in like, fall in love. Here is Kurt Whalum, Falling in Love with Jesus, on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I've ever, ever done. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I've ever, ever done. In these arms, never disconnected. No, no. In his arms, I feel protected. There's no place I'd rather be. Can you sing with me this evening? Can I hear you sing it? Sing it with me tonight. Come on, say it.
Falling in love.
Can you stand up and sing with me tonight?
Falling in love
with Jesus,
with Jesus
was the best thing I've ever, ever done. In his arms I feel protected. Sing it with me tonight, come on.
In his arms I feel
This program was sponsored by Sugar and Spice Soul Food Restaurant, 2515 Okeechobee Road in Fort Pierce, Florida, 772-742-8897. And this program was dedicated to the family of Miss Asola Clark Johnson that passed away May 6th. Service will be held Saturday, May 15th at 1:30 p.m. at St. Mark Missionary Baptist Church in Fort Pierce, Florida. We are now coming to the end of the program, and we'd like to thank each and every one from the staff and management of WCNO 89.9 FM. This goes out to all of the bereaved family under the sound of my voice, Marvin Sapp. Hallelujah. We will be seeing you next week at the same time on the Hour of Bereavement. Here is Marvin Sapp. Hallelujah.
Let's stay in this moment and let's still begin to bless our God. Hallelujah. He deserves to be magnified about right now. We bless your name, Lord.
all you're holy. You are marvelous. You are miraculous. There is none like you. 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 Is your name?
Thank you, Treasure Coast family, for listening to the Hour of Bereavement. Until next time on WCNO 89.9 FM, be blessed. God has spoken,
so let the church say amen. Yeah. Let the church, let them say amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say amen.